The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Two contests. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, of course. We talk about wildlife. We talk about firearms. We talk about anything and everything related to our topics, which are fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. So here we go. Another episode of the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we provide refuge away from the news of the week. And, you know, you can get the news of the week 24/7 on your phone, on your television, on your radio. And here we are just to give you a little bit of relief from that and talk about things that make us happy. You know, heading into the woods, heading into the onto the water, and we just hope that you'll join us for that. So I had an interesting week. I fished with a group of 8 other anglers aboard another Alibi, captained by Danny Harris, on Monday for the Talisman Therapeutic Riding Rockfish Rodeo Fishing Tournament and Crab Feast. It was a beautiful day. The weather was very nice, and it was nice and warm and nice and seasonable, but it was indeed bumpy on the bay. So, yes, we were fishing from the Fisherman's Crab Deck dock. We went directly to the Bay Bridge and started out fishing live lining, live spot against the bridge pilings. And it was very difficult to hold the boat. It was very bumpy, boats up and down. You take a cast to the piling and your boat would be blown off. But, I mean, your bait would be blown away 10, 15 feet away from where you thought you were casting it. And, of course, the boat's moving back and forth. The captain did his very best to keep us on fish. Eventually, we fished the Bay Bridge. We fished the Sandy Point Light. We fished the Stone Pile, and eventually wound up with our 10 keeper fish. However, it didn't have to be a keeper to be entered in the contest. So anything over had to go back, and we threw a number of fish back that were, you know, oversize. My best fish was 24 and 15 sixteenths, and it went back. And the winning fish was caught by Barbara Best aboard our boat, 28 inches. We had one 27 and a half, which also was second place, but out of the money. But Barbara won the $1,000 prize, so congratulations to her. And I want to thank Mark Trindell and Noel Douglas for inviting us and, you know, being there. And a lot of good people. Rudy was there, and I got to didn't get to fish with Rudy, but ate lunch with Rudy. We had some good crabs and some fried chicken and all the sides and so forth. So all in all, a good day. And hopefully we'll be able to promote that again next year, the Talisman Therapeutic Riding Center. You know, you can go online and make your contribution if you like, and they do good work. The horses were there, a couple of the horses were there, and the staff, and got to meet some of the fine folks, so it really went well. As far as the Outdoors and Radio Show, two contests today. The end of September, we'll be giving away not only a fishing tackle package provided, a striped bass fishing tackle package provided by tackle box Tim Sherman and High Tide Lures, but also a muzzleloader, a CVA muzzleloader, a beautiful Wolf muzzleloader equipped with a scope by Hawk Optics, which is a 3x9x40 muzzleloader, shotgun, straight wall cartridge rifle scope. And you can get in that either contest by simply calling here, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. That's the call-in number. Get in on the contest. Leave your name and phone number with our producer, Aaron. Morning, Aaron. And he'll be glad to record that. Then all you got to do is go on the air with me. You can ask a question. You can say, I just want to get in the contest. You say, good morning. You know, we do, if you call, we'd like to have you on the air. You can also enter by email. Some people say, well, that's cheating. That's taking the easy way out. Well, not really. You know, if you make the effort to send me an email with your name and phone number, first, last name, phone number, subject line contest or muzzleloader contest or tackle contest, I'll be more than glad to enter you in either or both contests. So there we are. By way of introduction, that was it. Let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Morning, Glenn. How are you this morning?
Hey, Alan. How are you doing?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Still standing up and looking down to the grass.
Well, glad to hear that, man. That's always glad to hear from you.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. So, what's going on in your world, buddy?
Hey, man. Not too much, I guess. It's normal stuff.
Normal stuff, huh? Yeah. Well, you know, it is bow season. I know you have a crossbow, so you need to get out there and see if you can find a deer. What do you think?
Well, when you think the rain, get somebody to take me. You're not driving anymore.
Yeah, get somebody to take you. I got you. Well, get your daughter out there and get her to take you out and take you out to your hunting spot, and you know, help you get in place and try to ambush a nice deer. What do you think?
Yeah,
they think. Trying to do that, right?
So. I haven't even got my hunting license yet.
Well, you can do that. I mean, I'll tell you, Glenn, it's a little warm out there. I mean, it's been a little warm, and I'm not a big warm weather hunter. However, we get a lot of information. We got a lot of people taking some really nice bucks, some velvet bucks, and that'll soon be over because they're all starting to shed their velvet. And one fellow said, saw online, he had a picture of a nice deer in velvet, and the next day he went to hunt it, and it already shed its velvet. So, you know, it was already in hard antler. So that 'tis the season for that. And, of course, when that happens, then their behavior changes. You know, they're not bachelor groups anymore. They're kind of broke up in individuals. They start establishing their own territory. Their feeding patterns change. So, you know, we ran a couple of times six seasons of the bow hunter. And right as the season opens, there's one of those changes in the deer's behavior, and it's you know, has to do with separating and different food crops and things like that. So, you know, but I hope you get out there, buddy. So,
yep.
I appreciate the phone call.
Very good.
All right. Appreciate it, Glenn. You have a good weekend. See ya. Let's talk to Jerry in Baltimore. Morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Alan.
How are you?
Okay, Alan, I was thinking, this might sound funny, so I'm going to have to change it. It sounds like you got your old voice back, but I guess it's probably more appropriate to say your original voice, because you're not old.
Oh, I don't know. Some people might disagree.
Yeah,
somebody asked me how old I was the other day, and I said I'm 71 going on 45.
Uh-oh, I heard that. I was born in 46, so...
No, you got a couple of years on me.
Yeah, I was 8 the year you were born, so... But if it makes you feel any better, Alan, the year you were born, I was still peeing in the bed 3 or 4 times a month. I didn't stop until I was about 10.
Wow, okay. That's a little too much information, but okay.
I know it is, but I'm gonna finish it up. So you don't drink water before you go to bed, and you worry about doing it, and I think that contributes to you doing it, because I won't do it tonight. Long story short, I had two brothers, one 2 years older than me. I had four brothers, but two of them were 2 years older. One of them was 4 years older, and I slept in the same bedroom. We had bunk beds that were taken off, you know, both of them at the same level.
Yeah.
Slept with one brother one night, the other brother the next night. Now, whichever brother I slept with when the bed was wet was the bed that got wet. Now, it doesn't take rocket science to try to figure that out. So anyway, one night, it was my turn to sleep with the brother who was 4 years older. And I went to get in the bed. He says, "Where you going?" I said, "I'm getting in the bed with you." He says, "No, you're not." I said, "Yes, all right. You know, I can't start." Next thing I know, he hit me in the solar plexus, and I had never been hit there before.
Oh!
All my wind went out, and I was fucking head back in water.
Yeah.
And I didn't sleep with him that night. And the other brother said, "You slept with me last night. You're not sleeping with me tonight." So I had to sleep on the floor. 6 months later, I think I stopped. But you know, if you worry about, you're ashamed of it. Yeah. So look, my father.
Yeah.
Unlike Archie Bunker, when he touted the big one.
Yeah.
WW2. My father was in the army in World War I.
Right.
He was born in 1894.
All right.
He was 53 when I was born.
Wow.
When I turned 12, he retired. He was old school. He was from Virginia.
Yep.
He came home with a live rabbit one day. And I was careful, but I tried to pet the rabbit and actually tried to bite me, but I mean, he was in a box.
Yeah.
We went out to play. I came back at dinner time and we're eating. And I said, this is good. What is this? And my mother said, rabbit. And I was like 6 years old. And I started crying. I'm saying, "Daddy cooked Peter Cottontail."
Oh, no.
Yeah. And so he was a cook, matter of fact. He said he was a cook in the army. He cooked with the fish head on. The fish one day, and I looked down and I saw what I thought was a fish eye.
Yeah.
And I set my fork and I said, "Oh, my." And my father was like this. He would say, "There are kids, and you're going to eat your food, whether you like it or not. I work hard for my money. I put food on the table. You're going to eat it. There are kids in China who are starving would love to have this food." And I wanted to give it to them, right?
Yeah, of course. So, send it to them.
Yeah, so I had to sit there and eat it. Oh, and in closing, like I said, I'm 79.
Yeah.
I used to work at Bethlehem Steel's First Point.
Right.
So a couple of my buddies wanted to go deep sea fishing, and they decided to go to Seaford, Delaware. A guy picked me up at 3 o'clock in the morning. We rode up to Seaford, had breakfast, and they said, "Well, we might not be able to go out today because the white caps are too big," and that's exactly what happened. So I said, "Well, maybe one day I'll go down to Annapolis." Not Annapolis, but
right.
Queenstown, that's on the south side of the Bay Bridge. Is that Queenstown?
Yeah, Queenstown.
Okay.
Chester.
Because I'm saying they got a lot of charter boats down there. So I think I'm going to go one day. It sounds like it would be fun.
All right.
Alan, it's a pleasure always talking to you.
All right, buddy. Enjoy yourself. All right. Appreciate you. Bye-bye. Okay. Wow. 410 WCBM 680. Mark, give us a minute here. We've got to do our first break. I need to tell the folks about our sponsors, and I'm sorry to have to hold you up to do that, but you know what? We got to pay the bills. So, look, it's getting chilly at night. You know that. You've had some of those beautiful, crisp mornings when you've been out there and you might want to, you know, throw on a hoodie or long sleeve shirt or something to start your day. Well, cold weather's coming eventually. So I'm going to ask a question. When you had your house built or bought your house, there's a fireplace and you don't use it. So here's what you do. You fix that hole in the wall with a great fireplace insert, either a pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. That's what we did. Now, we got a great education on fireplace inserts when we were looking for one. We visited places in Delaware. We visited places in Maryland, all over the state. And we wound up right here on beautiful Kent Island at Backyard Billy's. And there we found people with expertise. We found a great selection. And we found friendly service and a good price. And we made a deal. They helped us with the installation, the stonework, the chimney work, the installation of the unit itself connected to the gas. We had to have a gas guy come in and, you know, do his thing. But they got it all connected up and beautiful, showed us how to work it, and it works beautifully. Remote control, Enviro EX35. You just set the heat at where we want it. It comes on, it goes off. So Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. And I would invite you to check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves as well for your primary or your alternative heat source. Maybe you got a shed or an outbuilding or a garage or something that you could use a wood or pellet stove. BackyardBillys.com is the website. Hearth America has a Facebook page. That phone number, 410-827-4500, 827-4500. If you see something you like, want to know if it's in stock. Open 7 days a week right off Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue. You can see the whole selection in the backyard, not the stove stuff, but the furniture as you drive by there on Route 50. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs with bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room, room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't stomp about and you can't make them run, but with them old boys raised on shotgun. We say grace, we say man, and you ain't into that, but don't give a damn. We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Thank you for the reminder, Hank. We appreciate that. Mark in Delaware. Good morning, my friend.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. 1 week ago today, I saw something I've never seen in real life before. A piebald deer.
Oh, piebald. Sure. Okay.
John, you know, my brother John.
Yeah.
Said that when our parents lived in Annapolis, they were everywhere.
He said
they were quite common. I was up in Forest Hill.
Okay.
And I'd never seen one before.
Mm-hmm.
And it, mostly white. It had a twin.
Yep.
Which was normal color, you know, the tawny. But it was mostly white with some spots and a few large patches of brown.
Mm-hmm. Typical piebald.
Yeah, my daughter said that the mother seems to spend a lot of time with it, and I wonder if that's because she knows it's naturally at risk.
Yeah. Deficient, I think, is a good word, yes. The piebald comes from a recessive gene, a recessive albino gene, and it comes out when there's a lot of overbreeding in the herd. And that's kind of where you find that. If you see a herd of deer, I'll never forget down at in West Virginia, the state park down there by Thomas and Davis, West Virginia. It's on the tip of my tongue, and I'll think of it here in a minute. But they had a tremendous herd of deer that were basically not hunted, and, you know, they kind of stayed all within the same area, and you would drive along, and, you know, any time of the day you'd see deer out in the woods, in the field, along the road, and there were four or five piebalds in that bunch because they were just so closely interbred, and they were, some of them were terrible looking.
They
look like a goat or worse. But the characteristics tend to be arthritis, shortened front legs or shortened legs, undershot lower jaw, deafness, sterility. So, you know, if mom's spending an inordinate amount of time with the piebald, it's because, you know, it probably needs a little extra feed, a little extra help. But their survival rate is usually not that great. However, there have been some tremendous piebald bucks that we've seen. I mean, just absolutely tremendous if they get through certain stages. I mean, the color seems to be the only thing that affects them. So, yeah, it's very various levels of it, you know. There certainly is. So.
Yeah, this one was, gosh.
Not very healthy looking.
No, it looked perfect.
Oh, did?
I was about 50 yards away, so and it was in deep shade.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a bright day anyway.
Yeah, you could
see
it. But
it appeared to be very healthy, look, just a beautiful animal. But
good.
I've never actually seen one before.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So, yeah, there used to be some of them outside of Chestertown on one of the roads out of Chestertown. You could see them, you know, in and out of town. They'd be along the road there, and they're fairly common in certain areas. So, you know, I've only ever seen one in the woods, and that was in Baltimore County, out near Liberty Reservoir, and it wound up getting harvested the same day I was there. Another came right by another bow hunter, but it was like you said, within 50 yards, but I didn't take the shot because I didn't have one. A little too far from me, but yeah. So
yeah, and these are so acculturated. It's in a subdivision.
Yeah.
So that one with its mother did not, but there were three or four others that, you know, had its dawn and dusk. I mean, who am I talking to? And at dusk, three of them just came up the embankment and started walking along the street.
Yeah.
And stopped, and they were eating grass or any other vegetation next to their house.
Yep, and they were used to that.
Yeah.
Used to traffic, used to people. You know, they're very adaptable. There's no question about it. So. You would think, you know, people mowing their lawns and blowing their leaves and making all kinds of noise affects them. It doesn't. They just, you know, they just take it in stride. So,
yeah.
Initially, they may be, you know, a little surprised, but, you know, they're very adaptable, no question.
Yeah.
Well, glad you got to see that.
Yeah, so am I.
Cool.
And earlier about the commercial break.
Yeah.
I love listening to your commercial. I love this whole show. But I think the commercials are as pleasant as can be.
Well, I appreciate that. We try to make them fun if we can, but that's part of it. Unfortunately, for some people that like to listen, they don't like the commercials, but that's okay. You know, that's what makes the world go around.
Well, at the very least, you have to appreciate these are the people who are making it possible to keep the show on.
Exactly, and we hope that our listeners like the commercials or not. We hope that you do, see our sponsors and tell them you hear about us when you go to those businesses.
Oh, it's indispensable. I always do.
Yep, appreciate that.
Yeah.
Mark, thank you. Have a great weekend.
You do the same.
All right, buddy. Take care. Bye bye. Any callers on the line there, Mr. Aaron?
We have Ed in Queenstown.
Ed in Queenstown. Morning, Ed in Queenstown. How are you, sir?
Good.
Good. What's up?
I got a question. I know what I'm going to say or what I'm going to do, but I wanted to get a second opinion, which is always good. A friend of mine's going out to Colorado to do some elk hunting.
Right.
And I was thinking about loaning, bad word, but loaning my 450 Marlin. And it's a real Marlin. It's not one of those Remingtons that...
I understand. Like mine, I have a 450 Marlin as well, and you know that. That's why you called. So the question is,
do I loan him the gun or not?
How good a friend is he? And how well do you like your gun?
I know it gets dinged up or gets lost or whatever. They got to go in on horseback, and nobody's that good, so I probably just won't mention it.
You won't mention it. All right. Well, I can understand your consternation.
Thank you.
Yes, I had a younger cousin who borrowed my gun, my 30-30 with scope on it one day when he was first getting in his first deer hunt and sitting there with my uncle, his dad. And, you know, much consternation about, even then I was probably in my teens, you know, mid-teens, and I didn't want to loan my gun, but I had to. So he's sitting there with his dad, and I don't know what they're sitting on in the woods, but they're, you know, there's no tree stands at that time or ground blinds or anything. I guess they were sitting behind a tree or something, and here comes a deer. And I think it was a spike buck, if I remember the story. And his dad says, "There it is." He goes, "Okay, do you see it?" "Yeah, yeah." "Okay, are you ready?" "Yep." "All right, get ready." "Okay." "All right, go ahead and shoot." And he jacked every shell out of the gun. He just worked the lever and never pulled the trigger.
At least you had a good action on the gun, right?
It had a great action. Just, you know, buck fever. Yeah. Buck fever comes in all forms. He just sat there and worked the action, and, you know, four or five times or whatever, and every shell came out of the gun and never fired a shot at the deer. So.
I got a wind saver on this for a recoil pad, and I got a little larger, not a big loop, but a little larger on the lever.
Oh, did you?
I do the place in Texas that makes them.
Yeah.
And I told the salesman or the customer service rep, I guess, I said, I really don't need a big loop.
Yeah.
So he sends back a video of John Wayne. That's a good option to do business with.
That's pretty funny.
$145. I also wanted to mention that.
Now, did you send them the gun and they replaced it for you, or did you they send you the lever and you had it replaced here?
I had it replaced here, and I took your advice and I went over to the Smith that you recommended.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, Doug Priest over there.
Echo. Yeah.
Yeah, good. He's a good guy. Absolutely.
Yeah. I was talking to the guys up at Molly's in Kennedyville, and everybody in that store goes to him to have any work done.
Yeah.
So, I was a salesman up there.
I appreciate that.
I wanted to mention Talisman Farm.
Yes.
I got my horse when he was four.
Right.
And he just turned 28 in May.
Wow.
And where he was before, they wanted to put him down because he's got some arthritis in his back left there. And I live in Queenstown, so I would go down the Perry's Corner Road, go by Talisman. So I went in there and I mentioned, and I talked to Noel, and I talked to Tammy, and they said, "No, you can have him." And he's been there 16 months. And he's happy, and he's sound as he can be. And I'll tell you, he and his paddock mate and the two next to him, they can eat a big bag and a small bag of carrots every night. So
the money I was
saving on gas going up to Wharton, I'm spending on carrots. But if I can keep him happy with carrots, name
That's
of the
good.
Game.
That's the name of the game. Keep them happy. Well, I appreciate that.
If there's one place I can call to get some good hunting information, I stay awake, and then I can call you.
Well, I appreciate that.
One other quick question. Did that place open up in Easton? I think it was going to be associated with that store that I go to up in Kennedyville.
It has, but we don't mention them. They're not a sponsor, so we just keep them. You know, we keep our sponsors out there on the air. But we, you know, those who don't choose to work with me or, in my mind, you know, they're out there. It's your choice to make, but we're not going to plug anybody here. So
gotcha.
Just so you know.
Well, is the advertising rates. I'm curious. I'd like to know if the advertising rates are, you know, expensive.
My Reds?
Yeah.
No, because look how many sponsors I have. I mean, you can't price yourself out of the market. You know what I mean?
I'm best friends with the boys at Billy's. So.
How are you? Backyard Billy's?
Yeah.
Backyard Billy's? No. Well, tell your friends that we try to do a credible job for them, and we want everybody to go there when they need something heat related or, you know, yard related. So you tell them that.
I always do that because that's the only honest place around.
Ah, good point.
And what Mr. Bill used to say, his son says now, neither one of us are getting any younger. So, but yeah, I had to have one of the lower motors replaced there last year, and they came in and it was a fair price, but it was also, I thought, compared to the other places that I was gonna contact. They did a really nice job.
And yeah, they do. No question.
No, and you're not gonna regret going there.
No. Well, your insert's older than me, I think, isn't it?
I bought it in 2000. Bought it in 2002, and it's still not. Hang on a second. I had to knock wood.
The horse and the fireplace insert are the same age. So, all right, man, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
You take care, and best to the missus.
Thank you. Take care. All right, 410 WCBM 684. We need to take another break, Aaron. Why don't we do that?
Hey, folks, let's talk optics. Whether you're out in the field or at the range or gearing up for your next hunt, having the right glass makes all the difference, and that's where Hawk Optics comes in. Hawk is not your average optics brand. Hawk is all about premium performance without the premium price tag. All of Hawk's optics are built with crystal clear optic systems, rugged reliability, and are stacked with features that you need in the field. Plus, Hawk offers unmatched customer service, real people, fast answers, and a company that actually stands behind what it sells. And if that's not enough, with Hawk's lifetime no-fault warranty, you can count on your gear for life.
Hawk Optics is known for creating some of the best crossbow scopes available for crossbow hunters, and this year Hawk has continued to improve upon the already impressive XB30 crossbow scope. New for 2025 is the Hawk XB30 Zoom FFP. The XB30 Zoom FFP brings first focal plane, that's what FFP stands for, technology, to the world of archery, allowing you to use the full magnification capabilities of your scope, no matter the speed of your bow. Long gone are the frustrations of being stuck to a single power on your crossbow scope. Low light or close-up shots? Zoom out. Long range? Zoom in. Experience the full range of magnification and remain accurate with the XB30 Zoom FFP from Hawk Optics. This scope is sold in three models depending on the speed of your bow, available in speeds of 385 to 420, 425 to 465, and 470 to 510 feet per second. If you're ready to upgrade your glass and experience premium optics without breaking the bank, check your local Hawk dealer or learn more at hawkoptics.com. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crabby, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL, handgun qualification license courses, can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website, belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Hey, our friends at Clyde Sports Shop remind you that if you're fishing this fall or still crabbing, which plenty of crabs and best time of the year for crabbing and great time for fishing as the water starts to cool off a little bit, they still have everything you need. They have all the rods and reels. They have, you know, spinning rods and spinning reels, the Penn spinning reels, the Battle 3 series, the Fluger. They feature the President series, but they have all the other brands as well. And don't forget to take a look at the St. Croix fishing rods, the Ugly Sticks. You know, even kids' combos are there if you need new line. If you fished hard all year and you want to put some new line on for fall fishing, they can do that too. Live and frozen bait, crab bait, minnows, fishing license, lures, hooks, and lead weights. They also have crab traps, the open top crab traps. They've got the baskets with lids, the wood baskets with lids, the plastic baskets, the trot line. They've got the nets and the gloves and the everything else, including the steamers and their own brand of crab seasoning. So stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, Baltimore, 21227. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. And don't forget, we're headed into hunting season, too, so check out the full complement of hunting gear, the crossbows, the guns, the ammo, the optics. They are a Hawk Optics and a CVA dealer, just saying. 410-242-6108. ClydeSportsShop.com. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Clyde's been around since 1957, open 7 days a week. Stop by. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, Apple Cracker Blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Snow and rain and bright sunshine.
Tommy James and the Shondells from my era. Yeah, back in the day. Tommy James and the Shondells. Great band. I liked all their music. I really did. Saw them twice in concert. Enjoyed it both times. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Just a reminder, we're giving a CVA muzzleloader away with a Hawk scope coming up the last Saturday of the month. To get in the contest, all you got to do is give us a call here, 410-922-6680. 410-WCBM 680 is an easy way to remember it. Leave your name and number with Aaron and go on the air with me. Same thing goes for the fishing tackle contest, another striped bass package from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman. So we got both those things going at the same time. I sat with Rudy the other day, who won the last Tackle Box Tim package of striped bass lures. He said, Tim is very generous with his tackle package. He said there were six or seven lures in there. He was very excited. So, you know, glad to see that Rudy enjoyed his tackle package. So that's kind of going to be a surface lure thing. This next package, from what I understand, is Tim's providing, you know, late season surface lures for striped bass. So, all right, 410 WCBM 680. Anybody on the line, Aaron?
We are all caught up.
All caught up. Okay, good. So, we had a horrible tragedy this week. Unimaginable. And it brought to mind the whole debate, the online comments that were certainly went both ways, depending on your political point of view, not your human perspective, which really, really, really is disturbing. Our country is divided, and it brought to mind. And I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to give it to you. Ephesians in the New Testament 6:12. Ephesians 6:12 talks about the spiritual battle in our lives. And I'd like you to read that. And there's a place where you can read every version, you know, every Bible version. There's like 10 different versions of the Bible now, King James, the New International Version, and all those. You can read each version and see how each version adds a little layer to how you understand that scripture. But I would urge you to take a look at that. That's where we are. That's where we are in this country. That's where we are in this world. So, and that's all I want to say. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. All right. Onward and upward. You say no callers on the line? Well, what are we going to do this week? What are we going to do this week? The Velvet will be coming off the bucks. It already is. We're seeing a lot of bucks in hard antler now. The tactic has changed. So right now we're in a roaming period where these deer are trying to establish their territories. They will start soon to establish a rub line. You may start to see some fresh buck rubs in your area, which is a territorial thing. The velvet simply falls off. They may rub it a little bit to get it off, to get it started, but they don't rub trees to get their velvet off necessarily. I mean, you'll see them flail in a bush or something like that every now and then, but typically the velvet material, which was fed by blood earlier, that's why some of the early pictures you'll see reddish looking antlers, because the velvet was fed by blood to cause the antlers to grow. Once they're done growing, the testosterone level in the deer rises to anticipate the breeding season, and the velvet falls off. So that'll fall off in strips or chunks, and what I've heard, I've never seen it actually happen, and maybe it's out there, maybe it's on a video somewhere, that the deer will actually eat that. It's all protein anyway. But the antlers dry, the blood dries on the antlers, and they start to rub trees to establish their territory, throughout the woods. So they start doing that and getting ready for the breeding season. So you will see, if you look, you can see once they really get into this time of the year where they're rubbing trees and so forth, you'll be able to establish a line of sight between the rubs. You're going to have to get down to deer height, which is about 2.5 to 3 feet off the ground. If you see one and you see what side of the tree is on, just look down through the wood line and you should be able to see a few more and see where that deer has traveled along a different trail typically than what the rest of the herd is using. It's usually adjacent to or off just a little bit. The bucks will walk a different line than the does in some occasions. So just a little tip there. All right. 410 WCBM 680. Hey, good morning, Matt. How are you? Yes, indeed. I don't know, Matt, how Mr. Lee is doing. Fishing's hot, Pasadena. Wants to know how Mr. Lee's doing with his hook and hand injury. So we'll find out eventually. Hope he calls in later. Time to take our last break of the morning, or of this hour, and we'll be right back.
Apple Cracker Deer Feed Blocks and Bags uses supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer, and Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains and protein and minerals. Use the blocks or bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in 4 Craze flavors, molasses, apple, cherry, and the new persimmon craze flavor, blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com. Or call Stoltzfus Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929. Or applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, there's the music, folks. That brings us to the end of the first hour. We look forward to our second hour. We already have some callers on the line. I'd just like to say faith, family, friends, and freedom. Love your family. Love your Lord. Take care of your friends and protect our freedom. See you next hour.